And welcome back to Bazemore Hyder Stadium. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field, Marty Rogers. Somewhere in the stadium, the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. We're going to go down to the field for the equipment parts supply coach's spotlight with the Valdosta head coach, Rance Gillespie. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Bill. And yes, I'm here with Coach Gillespie. Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, obviously a year ago we were standing here or across town preparing for what turned out to be a memorable Wintersville Classic, truly a classic. There's been a lot of talk about that game this week. How have you kept your team focused on this week, this game, and forget about last year?
Well, you know, you don't live in the past. That's history, and we've got to move forward. And, you know, our kids are ready to play tonight. And so that game is kind of behind us, and we start all new tonight.
Coach, and of course, starting tonight, some say this is the best rivalry in the state. Some even say maybe the nation. Obviously, it's a great night for football. Fans have been here early. How excited is the team to play in this game, and you now, and this is your third year coaching in it, you know, what are your thoughts on this rivalry in this game?
Well, it is. It's second to none. You know, it's a great, in my opinion, it is the greatest high school rivalry in the country. I'd like to see one that comes close to this atmosphere. The two teams have been historically good football teams. It's been a good football game. You've got the proximity factor that comes into play with it all. So there's a lot of reasons why you've got a great rivalry. And, our kids are excited to play, and I'm excited to be a part of it. I really am.
Coach, and speaking of your kids offensively, we all know you have a very good offense. It's a fairly complicated West Coast-style offense. But this year you have, for the first time, a returning starter leading that offense. He had a great game last year. How beneficial is it to have a returning starter? What is it that he does to lead this team? And also talk a little bit about your running backs. And that's Joseph and Herring, because both of them are having outstanding years.
Yeah, they really are, and I'll start with them. Those two guys, you know, we took some lumps with them last year as sophomores, but their feel for what we want to accomplish in our run game has improved so much. They both improved as pass receivers. They both improved as pass blockers. So they're off to a really good start. We're really excited about those two guys. And, you know, as far as Shelby's concerned, as far as what he brings to the offense, having a year under his belt, it allows us to kind of move forward, do a couple more things, and we're really excited about his play. And he does a lot of things that are not necessarily seen, you know, in the stands. As far as his leadership and the calm that he brings to the huddle, you know, just having a guy that steps in there with his experience that our kids feel like is going to make a play for him.
And he does show a lot of poise. And of course, he did last year. I remember watching him at the end of that game. Great, great leader for your team, and just a very talented young man. But switching sides and going over to the defense, you've got a fairly young defense. I know you're starting some sophomores tonight. I believe you've even got a freshman that you've been starting this year. But you do have three or four returning starters over there, a couple big defensive ends. What do you have to do defensively tonight to slow down the running game of Lounge?
Well, they've got a great run game. They really do. They've got a handful of backs that are all really talented and a lot of perimeter speed, and we've got to be able to contain that. We've got to be able to match up with what they do out on the perimeter, and then, you know, we've got to be able to hold up inside as well, because, you know, one of their base plays is a trap, and if you commit too many people outside, they'll come back and hurt you with the trap. So we've got to just play good fundamental football. I think maybe the biggest thing that we've got to do is tackle well, because the backs run hard, and what we've seen on film is a lot of broken tackles, and we've got to tackle well in space.
Yeah, and blocking and tackling, of course, the name of the game, isn't it? But you had the bye week last week, obviously. How did you utilize that going into this game? And what effects does a bye week have on your team right before a big game like this, positively and negatively?
Yeah, you know, I think for the most part it is a positive thing. It gave us an opportunity. We had a couple of different things that we wanted to accomplish during the off week. It gave us an opportunity to take some of the kids and kind of put them on the shelf and get their batteries recharged, maybe heal up a couple of nicks and bruises and things like that. And we accomplished those things. We got everybody healthy tonight, and that's big for a game like this. And then, two, it also gave us a couple of days to kind of focus on, you know, base game plan stuff, and we were able to do that. You do worry about coming off of getting out of a routine where you don't have a game and then trying to come back and get into a routine. And it's been 2 weeks since we played, so you worry about the effects that that'll have on your team. Maybe the first quarter, but after that, it's all ball.
Well, Coach, I'm just going to take a guess here and go out on a limb. Have you talked to your team about playing all 48 minutes tonight?
It'll take all 48 minutes. There's no question.
Well, Coach, it did last year, and you had a great win last year. But good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the year. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, coach's spotlight. I know we'll get Coach Randy McPherson here in just a moment as Coach Rance Gillespie has gone over and to say a few words and coaches talk a little bit. I know Marty will get Coach McPherson's ear just as quickly as he possibly can.
Absolutely, Bill. Just about 33 minutes away from kickoff. If you haven't had a chance to make it out to the stadium because you don't have a ticket, just tune in and listen all night because there's not a chance really of getting a ticket this late in the game. Crowd's filling in nicely. Valdosta side, still a little thin over there, but we all know that it's going to be a packed house. So expect a big 12th man on the field for both teams tonight.
Yeah, it really will. I mean, our side is already filling up when you look at it over here. As you said, a little bit sparse, but those are all a lot of reserve seats. It's their home game. They're going to still out tailgating, things like that. So they'll begin to fill in. This will be a packed stadium when it's all said and done.
Absolutely. Just to give you a picture of what it looks like out on the field right now, both teams are out on the field. Valdosta is on the west end zone, and Lounge is on the east end zone. Valdosta in their traditional black jerseys, gold pants with gold helmets. Lounge in their traditional road uniforms, white jerseys, silver helmets, and there's a cow
on the field.
Absolutely. Chick-fil-A has got a cow out on the field. They're doing a lot of pregame stuff. It's a great atmosphere tonight. Weather is still pretty good if you haven't made it out yet and are planning on coming. Don't think you're going to need a jacket tonight. No rain in the forecast. It's going to be a good night for football, Bill.
Yeah, it really is. Let's go down to the field now. Marty's got Coach Randy McPherson for the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks again, Bill. And I do. I'm standing here with Coach McPherson. Coach McPherson, I think there's a football game tonight.
Yes, sir. That's a good one.
Coach, I was just talking with Coach Gillespie, and, of course, we talked about this being one of the states, one of the nation's biggest rivalries. It's a great night for football. It's great atmosphere, great weather. It's just perfect conditions. But more importantly, it's a big region game, and it's the Wintersville Classic. How excited is the team, and how have they prepared this week?
Oh, man, we had the best week of practice so far this year. Our kids are ready to play. You know, it's going to be a good one.
Coach, it's been a busy week. Speaking of the rivalry, and with the rivalry comes a lot of other things. You had Touchdown Club meeting Monday, the Randy McPherson over at Holiday Inn on Tuesday night. Of course, you had the Christ Makes Winners Rally Wednesday. Several players were involved in that, and a pep rally last night. How do you keep your team focused with all the other things going on this week and get them ready to play tonight?
They want to win the region. I mean, that's pretty simple. I mean, region title's on the line again tonight.
You're absolutely right, Coach. And speaking of region title, you're 2-0 in the region, and you're led by your play of your defense. They played great all. Defense has only given up about 7.5 points per game. What to do defensively tonight to slow down this very athletic offense of Valdosta? Their running backs are averaging, rushed for about 450 yards, or for the season, I'm sorry. What do you have to do to slow them down tonight? What are you going to have to do defensively to try to keep?
We're just going to have to play our best, you know. We're going to have to play smart, fundamental defense. We're going to have to get after it.
Coach, I know you've got them ready to get after tonight. All face out the running in that eagle formation. Last week you did a lot of shotgun. Of course, we ran the ball a good bit out of it. We threw a little bit more. What can we expect to see tonight? You're going to try to do more shotgun, more eagle, or you're going to try to mix it up again like you did last week?
We're going to mix it up.
Well, Coach, guys, running backs, we've had, I think, 12 different running backs carry the ball this year. Obviously, you're led by Nick Bergman. The senior Nick Bergman is going to really have to step up in that big game tonight, right?
Yeah, he is, as well as the offensive line. You know, we got a lot of confidence in them guys. We might play good.
Coach, Valdosta was off last week. This third game in a row. We played a team that had a bye week before us. Do you have to do anything differently to prepare for a team who had a bye week the week before? Or you just think
we just got to keep getting better.
Well, Coach, thing, have you talked to your team about, obviously, I'm sure you talked to them this week about playing 48 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Good luck, Coach.
All right. That is the Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our impact players of the game right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Apologize for the long delay as we've been having some technical issues, and we hope that maybe we've repaired some of those. So we'll continue to keep working on that. We apologize. Lots of activities going on down on the field right now, Marty. A lot of awards from State Farm, different places. What's going on while we've been away for break?
Guys, we had a presentation from State Farm. They donated, made a donation to both school systems, to the Education Improvement Foundation. They also, Kiwanis had a golf tournament, Valdosta Lounge Challenge Golf Tournament. I think Taylor might have been a part of that yesterday. And they both made, the Kiwanis Club made a donation to each school system of about $5,000. So making these presentations now, and that's, you know, another thing that goes along with such a great rivalry like this is they really do give back to the community, and the community pulls together and really helps out. It's an awesome thing.
Thanks. Well, let's talk about some of our impact players tonight.
Going to start offensively for the Valdosta High School Wildcats. You know, all year long for Valdosta, it seems that Shelby Wilkes has had good protection. I saw that in the replay of the Camden game. He had plenty of time to throw the ball. My offensive impact players tonight for the Valdosta High Wildcats: the complete offensive line, number 55, Dashawn Sims; number 54, Anthony Evans; number 53, Jamel Hunter; number 79, Quincy Jones; and number 64, Ronnie Stoney. He's a senior. They've got four seniors. All those are returning starters, and they got one junior filling in tonight on the offensive line. If these guys give Shelby Wilkes enough time to throw the ball, you know, they may hurt us a little bit downfield. My offensive impact player tonight for the Wildcats is the offensive line. Marty?
My impact player is going to start with the quarterback. It's got to be Shelby Wilkes. He's a senior. He's number four. He's actually thrown 61 completions out of 107 attempts for 713 yards, averaging 142.6 per game. He's got four TDs on the season. He is where it starts and finishes, in my opinion, with the Valdosta Wildcats offense. He is a returning starter, as we talked about with Coach Gillespie. In their wins this year, he has not thrown an interception. And the two games he's lost, he's thrown two interceptions in each loss. So we've got to be able to try to pick the ball off of him tonight. Hopefully we get some pressure on him. But he is going to be the impact player for Valdosta's offense, and he has to have a big game tonight.
Well, that's I'm going to take a look at their two running backs, Malcolm Joseph, number one, and number 13, Nelson Herring. Both of these guys, great running backs, pretty much a tandem. Herring with 55 rushes for 450 yards. That's 8.2 yards a carry, while Joseph has 74 carries for 442, and that's 6.0. But not only do they do that on the ground, they catch the ball as well. Their leading receiver is Malcolm Joseph. He's got 20 receptions for 187 yards and a touchdown. Nelson Herring is their third leading receiver with eight catches for 80 yards and two touchdowns. So my impact players will be these two young men for the Valdosta Wildcats.
Thanks, Bill. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for your Lowndes High Vikings, I'm going to go with a little surprise here tonight. I'm going to go with the sophomore linebacker, number 10, Nathan Brantley. Knowing that you mentioned their tandem duo in the backfield and their receptions they've got on the season coming out of the backfield, it's going to be very critical for a linebacker play to get out there in the flats and make some tackles when they throw the screens or when they throw the little dump passes. Also, they're going to have to get depth. When they see that it's not a run, their linebacker's going to have to get depth tonight. Nathan Brantley's got two pass breakups, 15 tackles. He's only a sophomore. Marty, what do you got for us?
Guys, I think it starts with our secondary. You know, I mentioned Shelby Wilkes is the offensive impact player for the Wildcats. Defensively, I think our secondary's got to have a great game tonight. Taylor, you make some great points there with Nathan Brantley and the linebackers covering their backside of the backfield. But our secondary has been the strength for us all year long. We've got 10 total interceptions on the year, led by senior Taekwon Lang, who got three last week. This secondary tonight, they've proven their worth so far. They've got to do it again tonight. They've got to step up. Kenny Moore, Brandon Roberts on the outside, Eric Hart, Taekwon Lang there at the safety position. They've got to have a great game tonight. And it's hard to pick just one of them because each week has been a different one. Step up and play well. Tonight, they have to play well as a whole unit. Rance Gillespie's going to try something tonight. They're going to try to get behind us. They're going to try to have something, a big play, and our secondary cannot let that happen.
Well, I'm going to take a look at our defensive end, starting with number 91, Ellis Griffin, also Dante Robinson, and we'll see Jamacy Wright in those positions as well. Those guys, against a passing offense, much like we saw against Colquitt, they're going to have to play smart. When it's time to rush, they've got to rush and rush with authority, get some sacks. We've done very well in the sack department so far this year. We've got 16 sacks on the season, and a lot of them are coming from these defensive ends. But what they showed us against Colquitt is that they can back into coverage and confuse the quarterback. They're going to be the biggest impact, I think, tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings.
I agree with you, Bill. Flipping over to the Lowndes High offensive side of the ball tonight, I'm going to go with a duo, a tandem duo of Tevin Orr and Ahmad Brown. Tevin Orr, 19 carries, 133 yards. He's averaging 7 yards per carry. More important stat that I have in my mind for him at that position, he's not carried for one single loss, Bill.
Wow.
Ahmad Brown, 41 carries, 341 yards. He's averaging 8.2 yards per carry. He's got 7 touchdowns on the year. Not necessarily their offensive yards production on the year, but I know Coach is going to really try to establish the run, get on the perimeter, and we all know you got to have that lead fullback getting out there downfield, making a block to get to that second level. And Ahmad Brown and Tevin Orr are going to have to be those guys that get to the second level and make the key block tonight.
Taylor, great points. And, of course, Coach Gillespie said if you overload the outside to stop Lowndes outside on the power and the sweep, then they'll get you with a trap, and that's the fullback. I'm going to go with our senior leader. We talked to Coach Mack about him, number 21, Nick Bergman. 5'8", 170 pounds. He's got 53 carries on the year for 514 yards, 9 touchdowns. His longest is 63, and he averages about 85 a game. But he's got to have a big night tonight, and he needs to have a couple long runs to score tonight to make big plays for Lowndes.
I tell you what, let me go ahead and give you my impact player on offense, and then we'll take a quick break as we do the national anthem. But I'm going to look at Jordan Williams. Jordan Williams has 28 carries for 200 yards on the season. He scored 5 touchdowns. He's 4 for 31 as a receiver. But tonight, I think you're going to see him used in a lot of different ways, maybe even throw the ball downfield on a halfback pass. He's going to be a very big part of this offense tonight. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on number 5, Jordan Cowboy Williams. And while we do the national anthem, we're going to take a quick break, about 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll wrap up our impact players, get you ready for this Wintersville Classic 2012. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kix Country. And we're back here at Bazemore Hyder Stadium as we listen to the rendition of our national anthem with the joint Lowndes High and Valdosta High bands. And there you go. One of the great things about this rivalry is both bands on the field, both bands playing the national anthem, both ROTCs presenting the colors. It's just one of those great things. We got one more section to take care of on our impact players. Go ahead, Marty.
Yes, sir.
Taylor.
Yes, sir. We did our Lowndes High offense off impact players. I'm going to flip over to the other side of the ball tonight for the Valdosta defense. I'm going to go with one of their returning defensive backs. He's been a 3-year starter for them, number 3. Jaquez Jelks, he's a defensive back, senior, one of the leaders on this team. I remember last year his name was getting called all night long. He's going to be the impact player for them. I've heard that they've done some things in their secondary, mixing up, maybe bring one of their other senior leaders up to play corner, and they're starting a sophomore in the safety position. Jaquez Jelks is one of their other defensive backs. He's going to have a big game tonight for the Valdosta High Wildcats.
Let's see if we can. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I'm going to go with number 46. He's a senior defensive end, Chutney Johnson. Chutney is a returning starter. He had a big year for him last year, one of their leaders on defense last year, and he's obviously a leader this year. He's going to have a big game. Lowndes' running game is going to try to run power a lot tonight. We're going to try to hit that off tackle right outside the where everybody blocks down except to kick out the last man, and he's going to have to try to shut that down in order for them to stop our running game tonight. Chutney Johnson, a senior, has got to have a big game.
Well, I'm going to go on that other side of the defensive end, and that's Darius Sapp. Darius Sapp, only a junior, big, big kid, but he's got some great speed for a kid his size, over 300 pounds, and he can move. His brother is Dontavius Sapp, who is now at the University of Tennessee, so we know about him, played here at Valdosta High School as well. So I'm going to keep an eye on number 99, Darius Sapp.
Thanks, Bill. That wraps up our impact players for tonight. Lowndes band has made their way off the field. I want to take a minute to ask Wes who you got for your impact players tonight.
My impact player for tonight are 6 of them.
Okay.
And they wear striped shirts. Same crew we've had since this is the 11th Wintersville Classic that I have broadcast. This is the, I believe it is the, well, since Randy's been here, it's the 11th time this crew has worked. What I think has a bearing on this game tonight is how, because there's been a lot of talk that Valdosta wanted to go after Alex Stevenson. Late hits. Do they call him early? And how much time can Alex's offense, I mean, how much time can Shelby Wicks' offensive line give him against our pass rush? How they call holding and how they call just the touch fouls downfield and whether we get any late hits or not, I think is going to have a bearing on field position and how these teams play.
Absolutely, Wes. And I got to throw a little echo out there for not necessarily an individual, but turnovers. I think tonight, you know, knock on wood, we hadn't really been hit by the turnover bug tonight. Don't want to jinx us by saying that, but turnovers can really affect the way this game is played tonight. Marty mentioned in the two losses that Valdosta's had, those two interceptions were thrown by Shelby Wilk. You know, we haven't really put the ball on the ground that much when we're running the ball. Turnovers could play a very, very big role in tonight's outcome.
It absolutely could. It absolutely could. And it usually does. Turnovers usually affect the game. We're about 6 minutes away from kicking this thing off and to the 61st annual Wintersville Classic.
51st.
Yeah, I was going to say. You added 10 years to my life.
I had a chance to get down. Bill, you've told me that since I met you. I've added 10 years to your life. Go ahead and laugh. That's supposed to be funny.
I got you. Go ahead.
And it's going to be, it's kind of a little bit muggy down on the field right now, just a little bit warm. And while we got a minute, I want to say hello to Brad and Chris and all the folks, and welcome back, Brenda. She was back today at Crystal River Seafood. All our friends are there, and we are glad that you're listening, and that you've got us tuned on in the radio, out in the restaurant. And you've got a bowl of grits right there. Yeah, you sir, with a bowl of grits. Take your hush puppy, dip in that grits, and try it that way. It's called hush puppy dipping sauce.
Hey, got an update out of Brooks County. Brooks County leads 14-7 over Fitzgerald. It was 7-0 Brooks, and Fitzgerald tied it up. Now Brooks County leads 14-7. Probably one of the biggest games in South Georgia besides this game tonight.
It is. Besides this game, it is one of the biggest games probably in the state.
5 minutes away from kickoff. Crowd is filled in rather nicely on the lounge high side of the field. Captains are making their way out to the field. We will get those for you in just 1 second. Valdosta side of the field, stands are filling in rather nicely. Just a few empty seats. Of course, the band is still on the field for them. Lounge band is making their way into the stands. Wes, what do you got?
While the captains are coming out, I want to say hello to Felton Daugherty and his wife. Longtime Lounge fans, used to come to a lot of games. Mr. Felton's wife is sick. She's unable to attend the games, and he won't come without her. He stays home with her, and they listen every Friday night. I want to say hello to Mr. Felton Daugherty and his wife, and, of course, Rex and Lucy Brown, Coach Bubba Van Ferris up in Virginia. I'm up in North Carolina listening on the Internet as they do all the time. Taylor?
Got captains tonight. First for your Lounge High Vikings, number 2, Tyquan Lang. Number 36, that is Kevin Orr. Number 74, Tyler Altman. And number 49, Xavier Crawford. For the home team, Valdosta Wildcats. First, number 94, Samuel Curry. Number 56, Landon Dubb. Number 4, Shelby Wilkes. Number 64, Ronnie Stoney. Number 5, Josh Bellamy. And number 9, Carl Battle. Those are your captains tonight in this 51st edition of the Wintersville Classic.
And Marty will be going out on the field when they go out. They're going to give away a Jeep here tonight if somebody can throw a football through the window.
They already did it. Nobody won it.
Nobody won it.
Nobody. They were throwing a Nerf ball, though. They didn't throw a regular pumped-up football. You know when those Nerf balls fly, they start to wobble like a shot dove? Nobody won it.
And they go out on the field. As soon as we get down on the field, let's go downstairs to Marty Rogers. And
we're just announcing some honorary captains tonight. We got some political dignitaries, some ex-Wildcats. Let's go down to Marty.
All right, guys, good luck to you. We're flipping a coin tonight. We're caught. The V is the heads, okay? That's the tails. That'll be the heads. That's the tails, okay? What's your call?
Tails.
Tails. He's called tails. That's a head. You wanted to toss.
Defer.
You wanted to defer.
And it, guys, they won the toss and elected to defer. We then accept. We then wanted to get the ball. So they will be kicking from east to west to start this game off.
All righty, Marty. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment. That commercial banking company sideline report. Valdosta has made their way across their field for their traditional run across the field, and Lowndes is pouring out of the locker room now. They will be breaking through the run-through sign. Just a matter of 1:26 away from kicking this thing off.
It's going to be, and I'll tell you what, if this don't like you, fire your woods wet, folks. You're not a football fan if you can't get up for a game like this. Stop. Look. Listen. Here comes the Mighty Vikings. All the way down the field, led by the Vikings.
And the Wintersville crowd tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings, we've got probably 1,000 towels in the stands tonight, and they are waving them. Looks like a really good showing for the fans tonight. Band's getting cranked up. Time to play football, Wes.
It is time to play football. Waiting for the officials. They're, I don't know, in the middle of the field. From the Augusta Association. Like I say, this is the 11th year that that association and that particular referee and those officials, they were here for the game last year. I was talking to the officials, and they said, "Bad, it couldn't get any wilder than last year."